Okay, this is the pre-bid conference for on-call annual needs for seating and mulching in Division 1. I'm Pat Mansfield, Division Roadside Environmental Engineer, and we've got several of our staff members with DOT here. Doug Mazzell is our TS3, Dennis Robertson, Ginger Dawson. I'm sorry, Ginger. Wynn Bridges in our division office, Tony Wilson. Then we got Barry Hobbs and Chris Slatka back there. Looks like we got two bidders at the table. I appreciate y'all coming, and we'll go through the document now. I will not read this. y'all read it and make sure you get all of it down. But I will say that the whole document and the standard specifications and any other documents that are referenced in here are applicable to this contract. This is a small business enterprise contract. If you want to follow along with me, we'll go to the instructions to bidders on page 4. Please make sure you follow the instructions on this page explicitly. Item number 10, the proposal, that means the whole document with the proposal sheet attached, will be submitted as your bid. Needs to be at the division office, not this office, but our division office by 2 o'clock on Wednesday, July the 8th. And it needs to be in a sealed envelope with the statement in item 11 on the front of that envelope. If you mail it, make sure you have an envelope inside of your mailing envelope that is sealed. On page 5, this is a mandatory pre-bid conference. So only those present here will be allowed to bid. On page 6, the date of availability for this project is the date the purchase order is issued, but the completion date is going to be August the 31st of 2016. There is a possibility for the contract to be extended for 2 additional periods. This is a 1-year contract, but it could turn into a 3-year contract. As long as you're happy, we're happy. We'll move on with an extension. If it is extended, it will be increased by 3%, but no changes will be made to the contract terms and conditions. And then you can see the extended dates below that. I want to draw your attention to intermediate contract time number 1 and liquidated damages. Basically, we split this into 2 different types of seating. Major and minor. The first one being major, once we contact you and you've been given a copy of a sheet, this may be what we'll use it, or at least it'll be something that looks like that. We're going to email it to you, call you, let you know that we have emailed it to you. If you don't have email and you prefer fax, we'll fax it to you, but the day we call you and let you know that you have a seating request to be done, that is your date of availability. And then your completion date will be listed there. You'll see that's in red. This one would then be a major seating request, so it has to be completed within 7 days. On the intermediate contract, the liquidated damages are $250 per calendar day beyond the completion date. So basically, you got 7 days, okay? And on the next page, intermediate contract time number 2 is minor. If it's minor, then it's going to say on that line item, minor, and then it will give you a date that's 14 days out from the date of availability, okay? And we'll distinguish in this office before we send it to you whether it's major or minor.
And completion.
Yes.
Completion. Before the damages start, not if you're on the job within 7 days, but if it's the job,
it needs to be completed. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Good question. Thank you. Intermediate time number 3. Just note that no work will be allowed on Saturdays and Sundays for this project. And yes, they do count against you in the calendar days. Even though you can't work.
Okay.
So sorry. There are other dates for holidays and so forth.
Don't call on Friday.
Well, we have you know, we're under a regulation of when it has to be seated, so the minute we get it in this office, we're going to pass it on to you. Okay? On page 8, on partial payment, we'll accept your invoice on a monthly basis. That's the easiest way to do it for us. But if we need to talk about a different way to do it, then we'll talk to you. But basically, once a month, we'll have the bills come in. Okay, page number 9. This is a non-exclusive contract. And what that means is we may, at our discretion, if we feel it's in our best interest, we may award more than one contract for the same work. The lowest bidder will be the one we will always call first. Okay. So if there's some reason that that lowest bidder cannot respond, we will go to the second bidder if we decide to award two contracts.
Okay. One thing to be aware of, I don't think it's an issue, but things you don't think are issues become issues. If the low bidder receives a call and he can't go, we call the second guy. If the low bidder, we call him again and he can't go and we call the second guy, DOT is going to get a little frustrated with it and start to, we're going to start looking at some other contractual issues we can deal with. So, I mean, if you are the low bidder, we expect you to perform the work. There are situations where you're obligated. You may have subbed some seed and mulching on a big job somewhere, and you may be strung out, and you just can't get that one. That's why we're doing non-exclusive contract. But don't let it come to the point where we call, well, I just can't get there. We call again, I just can't get there. We're going to start digging through the default language in here, and we're going to start looking at taking actions against for failure to comply if it comes down to that. I don't have a clue it will, but I had to say it because I've seen it before.
Okay. And of course, you know, when we give you the call, we expect you to go ahead and get going. Tony's guys have been doing this for years, and we get a seed and mulching request in this office, and most of the time, within 3 days, it's done. Okay. Yeah. All right, over on page 11, liability insurance. Make sure that you understand the requirements that are listed in the standard specifications. And we will have to have proof of insurance prior to award of the contract. All right, now on page 13. This contract is for the performance of on-call miscellaneous seeding and mulching work in Division 1. There's 14 counties in the division. And we have then, under mobilization, broken that up into three districts. District 1 is Camden, Currituck, Dare, Gates, Pasquotank, and Perquimans. District 2 is Bertie, Hertford, and Northampton. And District 3 is Chowan, Hyde, Martin, Terrell, and Washington. You will be given a mobilization pay item when you go in a district. We in this office will try, whenever possible, to give you, like if we get three seed and mulching requests in at the same time and we've got two in one division, one district, and one in the other, we give you those two at the same time, and you'll get one mobilization for those two jobs in that district.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, for each one, for each time you go in that district, you'll get one mobilization payment. All right.
Until you complete that.
That's
so,
right.
You know, if you call and say, hey, we got an acre and a half and pass the tank,
mm-hmm.
you come, and then next mm-hmm. week you call and you got another acre and a half and pass the tank. That's a different
mobilization. That's a different mobilization. That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Under stabilization requirements, again, major slopes had to be done within 7 days and minor slopes had to be done in 14. Basically, our requirement is that stuff gets done in 7 days. But there are some low, you know, lesser slopes and so forth that we have an exception, and then that gives you the 14 days. On page 14, do note that it is mandatory that the contractor have a hydroseeder readily available for use in wet and on potential steep slopes. Tony, what percent of the time that you've gone out have you used a hydroseeder? About 90%. It's just easier. Yeah. All right. And then below that are the seeding mixtures that we'll require based on the time of year and where we're going to be doing the seeding. We probably need to put on this form, Doug, something that designates these. You know, whether it's a waste or borrow, whether it's a beach, or whether it's just regular. Yeah. So that way you'll have a clue from this sheet as to which one of these you'll need to go to. So we'll indicate that on our seed request sheet.
Pat, mm-hmm. We're saying for the sake of considering everything in just a simple roadway, unless we show different ones, wouldn't that be something?
That'd be fine.
Everything would fall under the top category, all roadway areas except beaches. And then if it falls under the other two, we'll put waste borrow, beach. Mm-hmm. Is that okay with y'all?
Just so they know, yeah. All right, on page 15, seed that you supply and our inspectors will be looking at the tags on the seed. It has to be sampled and tested by NCDA, and we list here different types of seed that are okay for you to use, and then on page 16 we list certain types of weeds that we will not, 16 and 17, that will not be allowed in your seed mixture. On page 18, fertilizer. 500 pounds per acre. Certain instances there'll be 10, 20, 20, and then 16, 8, 8. Crimping. Anytime you're going to be doing operations right next to a roadway that has traffic on it, you will have to crimp. There may be times where you're doing a seed mulching job on a road that's going to have, once you're off of it, the traffic is going to be really heavy. A lot of trucks on it, and in those instances you will also have to crimp just to make sure we've got every precaution we can to hold it in place. All right, seeding and mulching will be paid for by the acre. Matting, the next section, we describe matting on page 19, and then on page 20 we talk about we're going to pay you by the square yard installed.
Okay. On the crimp, you are gonna require a tack too, right?
Yes.
Asphalt tack.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yep.
If you actually look at the paragraph under crimping straw and mulch, it's the last sentence in that first paragraph. Tack with a sufficient amount of undiluted mulchified asphalt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the people that we'll have doing the inspection are the ones that have been doing seeding and mulching, so they'll be able to judge, you know, whether you've got enough tack to be able to hold it. And they'll, if you need to put more, they'll let you know. The next section talks about temporary traffic control, and after some discussion, we are going to modify, so this will be an addendum that will go out on page TC5. Instead of paying for traffic control as one lump sum, we're going to give you a pay line item for, if it's two lane undivided, you'll get a traffic control for that for each job. If it is a multi-lane, you'll get a traffic control for each job. So that'll be changed on the proposal sheet.
We'll be issuing an addendum for that. I guess we had everybody email, and it'll be posted on the, yeah, make sure your email address is on there as well.
All right, page 26. Again, I said this is a small business enterprise contract, so only those who are designated as or certified as small business enterprise contractors at bid opening will be allowed or will be eligible for award on this project. If you need information on that, you can go to the website that's listed. And just remind you guys, are you current, or are both of you currently certified small business enterprise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just do me a favor and check your certification. Make sure it's still in force, because that's a 1 year and it's an annual. You have to renew it. Just make sure that there's no chance that between now and bid award that it's going to expire, or that it may have expired and you didn't know it.
Okay.
So just check on your certification. Make sure it's still in force. And with that line of thinking on page 27, bids, any SBE contract that exceeds $500,000 will not be awarded. So, safety vest, make sure your folks and everybody that comes to work on this job for you, any material suppliers, etc., have on a safety vest, approved safety vest while they're on the job. Driveways and private property. Make sure you do not block anybody's driveway, and please do not spray tack across somebody's driveway. There will be some areas that we're going to specifically say don't use any tack, crimp it, straw it, you know, do the best you can, but there'll be sensitive areas, and we'll have conversations about that when it happens. And we will tell you when you don't have to use tack, okay? But definitely make sure you folks never spray tack across somebody's driveway.
Or in front of the mailbox.
Yeah, where they might be walking to get the mail.
You need to, when we're blowing straw stuff, clean the driveways off, especially if it's concrete paved or concrete or paved driveway.
Yep.
Keep them blowed off.
Yep. Blow, rake, whatever it takes. Yep. Leave it like you would like it if it was your front yard. Of course, that's a dangerous thing to say, because some folks just don't care. Sometimes they just don't care. Okay. On page 28, concerning plant pest quarantines, your straw will have to be from a certified that they've been in. NCDA has been and checked and made sure that there's no fire ants, blah, blah, blah. So we'll need to see that certification.
And is that the case, unless it's in the county of origin? If we use straw, like if we go to Onslow County and seed and we get straw in Onslow County, we don't have to have a certification for it. But if we bring it, if I bring it from Robertsonville to Onslow County, then I have to have it. Certified wheat street certificate. That's why that's the way we.
I was not aware of that.
But anyway.
Haven't run into that before, but we'll check it out and see. Interesting.
Not just a problem to get certified straw, but I'm just saying, most times that's from what I understand, from what I read, if it's in the county of origin, if you don't, you don't have to be.
Okay. The next few pages, page 30 through 35, are your execution of bid page. There's a page in there that fits your company, wherever it is. That's the one you need to use and fill it out. If you want to mark an X through the other ones so you don't get confused, that's fine. Then we've got a debarment certification. And the execution of contract, that's filled out by our division office. And then the last page is your bid form. As we said earlier, there will be an addendum that will change the traffic control line items to say per each.
whichever page applies to you, I will add pages 30 through 35. Just be sure you fill that page out in its entirety, including the notary seal and the witness, if your sheet, if that's an applicable blank. And the same person cannot sign it and witness it. Can't witness your own signature. Must be a different individual.
That's actually in item number 7 on instructions to bidders. It says, note, signer, witness, and notary public must be different individuals. Cannot all be the same.
Believe it or not, we have seen people try to witness their own signature.
You would think a notary would know better.
Yep.
The quantities that are listed in the bid, 150 acres, that's a little bit more than what we've done in the last 2 years. But we still feel like that's a good number. So as far as the erosion control matting, again, that's a guess. We don't know. Any questions from you guys?
I have a few. With this contract, are you taking all your seed and the mulching forces off, or is this going to be, are we going to do 100% of the maintenance work for Division One?
I would say you're going to do 95%.
One thing I noticed, federal provisions aren't here. So if we had a job that was federal money,
we talked about that.
We couldn't, so you may just have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I, mm-hmm. you know, one reason for that win, and we can talk about this later, may be the SBE. We're trying to let it
right.
SBE, and that gets
you
a little.
It's convoluted. I mean, and that's okay. It's what little bit we have to keep, right. We just have, if we have some federal thing that we have to do, mm-hmm. those chances are it'll be a major contract with a whole separate letting system anyway.
Yeah. And also on that same line, there's also just some small jobs that the local maintenance yards do themselves. And we provide them seed and fertilizer for, and those things will still happen.
That's one of my major concerns looking at it is, you know, if I got to go to Dade County, do 3 cross lines,
no,
it's going to be tough. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, I do on call seeding for Division Two.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot in 2 years, uh-huh. and that's been one of the issues. That we've run across, they've been pretty good with us, you know. Mm-hmm. As far as you know they can't, you know, they don't try to beat us up so bad. They can by the contract, mm-hmm. but they you know, they take it easy on us as far mm-hmm. as you know, trying to get us enough to make it feasible for us to go. I know all you know, some circumstances you're just gonna have to, you know, mm-hmm. take it and, mm-hmm. and just do it, but they don't do it consistently. Another concern, like I said, for me is traffic control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one job, you know, I mean, you know, I don't know how the deal is, you know, with an attenuator truck. You know, are you going to acquire an attenuator truck? Or can you use a slow-moving operation? Is that going to be feasible? That's what we do in Division One. Division Two, if we require an attenuator truck, they supply it. You know, that's some questions I need, you know, I'd like to know going ahead, you know, because it's going to make a big difference, you know, if I got to bring an attenuator truck to a job. That's become my concern. My final concern is lines. And most, you know, 90% of the time we do a maintenance job, we're doing it with ST Wooten, Barn Hill, RPC. They're there. They're providing traffic control. They're providing a broom truck, you know, behind us to get that line. Because there ain't no good way to put lime on a 4-foot shoulder. if it is, I ain't figured it out yet. But we get some on the road, obviously, and it needs to be cleaned off most of the time. Well, you know, if that's the case, we're going to have to provide a broom truck, you know, to hold another piece of equipment. One I only have in my arsenal, but that's something I'd like to know. It's just I'm mm-hmm. thinking on issues that we've run into, and I just soon put it all out there so that we know where we're at going into it.
Michael, I will tell you, as far as cross pipes, we give all our maintenance yards are coming to us and getting seed and fertilizer. We haven't done a cross pipe probably in 5 years. Now, big, what they call...
Culvert replacement,
like is replacing bridge, stuff like that. It may be 150 feet, 200 feet. We do that. But just simple cross lines on an SR, maintenance yards is even that on their own. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We also have not been putting out lime for a long time.
Yeah.
That's like I said, in Division Two was in contract. We done away with it because it weren't feasible. It was taking so much time, you know, having to go through, and we'd have to come back, and we were having to blow it off with a blower.
So you were using pulverized lime, not pelleted lime? Mm.
I mean, you can't pelletize lime. You got to put it out at the same rate. Mm-hmm. You got to run. It's a lot of bags of pelletized lime got to go out to compensate it. You know, and it's not feasible. Mm-hmm. It's not. I mean, and I can understand. You know, if you got you're building a road and you're trying to build the dirt up or build the soil up, that's one thing. But you're coming back. You know, these most of it's probably widening and resurfacing. You're gonna have a 2, 3, 4, 6 foot strip, down the shoulder, most of the work's going to be. It's the placement's difficult enough, and then you got to clean up behind it, and it's a whole other process going to have to take place. I would suggest omitting it, but that's obviously y'all's call.
I have no problem with that because we've not been putting out lime for years.
If you had some issue come up, or we had some waste area or some bar site or something that somebody mm-hmm. was twisting an arm about it.
Yeah.
Y'all would just may have to make arrangements with a commercial thing to have a bulk come in and put it out and pay for it with your P card or something outside limits of the contract. Mm-hmm. So I'm agreeing with that. I don't have a problem. If you needed it, we just make provisions to get it some other way.
Now, one of the things you said is most of your work is behind ST Wooten or somebody like that. And they've already got their temporary traffic control in place.
Yeah.
That is not the case with most of the seating that we do.
Yeah.
There's nobody. That. We're putting up our own signs. Yeah. You will be responsible for it if there's not something already in place.
We do have that. We're doing that now in a moving operation with a shadow truck. And we were required to have a traffic control supervisor on site. It's a two-day class that we had to take to be able to set up.
Somebody that's certified. That's right. Correct. That's correct.
Is that going to be
the case? Yes. Yeah. That would be the case here, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So we answered your lime question. We answered the question about traffic control. Yeah. We didn't answer whether or not we would allow you to use our attenuator. The whole point in giving you a line item for traffic control is for you to be able to compensate, cover yourself.
Yeah.
And when we break it down between two-lane and divided highways, multi-lane highways, the understanding is multi-lane highways, you're probably going to have an attenuator in that instance. And they can be rented.
Yeah. My concern with that, and what we run into is, I done the same thing with them. You know, we had a thing, but the cost of it, he calls me, I got 48 hours to respond.
Mm-hmm.
Different leniency, but we got 48 hours to respond. Well, I got to call, stay alert, get a truck here, because it's not fit. We don't use it, but just on this one project, because it's always provided, by the prime contractors on other jobs. That would be my, concern, just having to get it here, I guess, in time. What if they don't have one available? Then I'm in a mess, where I feel like, the state probably got one readily available, And that's, I'm just throwing out, if you want to, put it in there, that's fine. I'll make room for it. But, that's just, concern of mine.
We'll discuss that and make a clarification in the addendum on which way we're going to rule on.
Okay.
Did that answer all your questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't.
Okay. I've learned the right ones to ask.
Yeah, well, experience is a good teacher.
Yeah.
I will tell you that the majority of the jobs that we've done in the last year or so, the smallest thing we did was a half an acre. And probably the largest one was like 5.5 acres. But they're usually in that 1, 2, 3 acre size. That's about the size of each seating request that we get. And sometimes it's just where maintenance has done some work on the side road. It's not new construction.
Yeah.
They've just done some work and it's got to be seated. They pulled a ditch or they done this or that.
Could have been a bad accident.
That's right.
A new shoulder repair.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be 200-300 feet of it.
As you can see on that seed request, that particular one was just for the shoulder only. It wasn't, it was 5 foot wide shoulder.
Right, right.
We do a lot of 4 to 5 feet wide and 2 miles long, 3 miles long,
yeah.
4 miles long. You know, it's just that.
And I know you were saying with the hydroseeder, the hydroseeder is only going to be allowed for use of hydroseed, right? Not for hydro. Like if you got a ditch, say you go pull a ditch, you know, or cut a new ditch, clean it out, whatever you want it to get it seeded.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to allow hydroseed, hydromulching. You're just saying hydroseed and straw over top of it, right?
It's always got to have straw over top. That's right. We do not. Hydromulch don't work.
Yeah,
it's just easy. You don't have to get on it.
I know.
There's a lot of places that we go to, you can't get on it.
Yeah.
And so the hydromulcher is the only way to get it out there.
You're right.
Or hydroseeder is the only way to get it out there.
We've got to get this hydromulch in this DOT system.
It don't work.
It works.
Not
you
for
do
us.
It properly. Proper application.
You tell us what properly
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
well,
because we've been doing it for years.
Well, I'll tell you what we can do.
Our people that go back behind all of us and check, they say, it don't work. And that's where it's coming from.
Well, the whole thing is when you use that paper hydromulch, it's not good, especially if you don't put tack in it. Tack is extremely important when it comes to hydromulch. Putting the tackifier in it at the right rate. I will use a product called FlexTerra. It's expensive, but you're talking. I mean, we can spray it on that wall, straight up the wall, and it'll grow grass right on the side of that wall. And we're doing it. We're doing it on shooting berms and burn. We're doing it on a wetland mitigation site inside of PCS. I mean, it works. But you got to do it properly. You know, it's all about the application. But,
I tell you what, we'll let you learn us something. we'll be glad to go look at some of your places,
yeah.
And then we can make some decisions later on. But for this contract,
I know, yeah,
it won't be.
But, nah, that was,
but
that
over
was
the next
sudden.
3 years, if you can convince us different, we'll write it different next time.
I was just wondering, you know, I've been wondering about it for a long time, why, you know, hydromulching, especially in some cases, those ditches and stuff like that, it'd be so much. Or these 2 foot strips on these shoulders, man, mm-hmm. Hydroseed and mulch, all in one process, done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no straw tack, all this, you know. On that maintenance, it would be the deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it right, it would be the deal.
You've heard the saying, you're preaching to the choir.
Oh, I know. I ain't saying nothing nobody else ain't said. So it's anyway.
I mean, you deal with Andy and Carla in Division
mm-hmm.
Two. I mean, you know, right now they're.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're being directed from their hire that it just doesn't hold up in most cases, and you know. We've all seen big, you know, construction projects that's all they use. But, you know, we haven't been educated on that, and I think that's Andy and Carla's deal too.
Like I said, it's one of those things. It's an application.
Yeah.
You know, it's proven it, but it's an application thing. And if it's not done properly, it will not work.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the truth. So that's my spiel on that.
Any other questions?
No.
All right. In that case, I appreciate y'all coming. I'll let you sign out. Oh, they've already signed it. Okay, we're good. We're done.
I don't know. All of a sudden, the mayor looked like that's only good on 6:00.
Okay. Sounds
thank
good.
Thank y'all.
All right. We'll be seeing y'all later on.
July 1st.
The landscape,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm out there.
So you still hold?
I'm out there in the 3,000-acre wetland mitigation site, rolling mats and canals, and out there in the junk. And he's up there finessing, you know. But I'd rather in the rough stuff. Get somebody else what they don't want to do. That's what we do.